to if anyone else wanted to make it. Anyway, it's great to be here, and it's great to be here for the Cork Jazz, and it's great to have music downstairs if anyone would like to go there now. I've no idea what you guys are going to do, but good luck with that too. So I'm just going to hope I don't fall over. I grew up on a small farm in the west of Ireland, and my father was a dealer of lots of things, sheep and cattle, horses and engines and so on. So I'm going to open with a poem called Horse Dealers. Horse dealers came into our drive like ventriloquist dolls, with their thick thighs, puffed out jackets, pipes and yellowed fingers, hollowed out shoulders, pieces of cracked waven pipe and fists gripped tight to unsettle the earth, or to crack a mare's rump or weather a son unused to dealing in their code. Horse dealers came into my world with the importance of amphitheatre, the cold charisma of wilting tulips on an Easter altar, with the mummering of wild grass blades nudging to summer, their pockets deep with the promises of Moses. But they weren't to be trusted, these horsemen, dealers, with their swaggering big fingers, with their eyes wild out to the wind, their foot shuffling language, their unsettled eyes darting, their coarse, fearless souls as they spat words to the dry earth. Every beast was the same once it obeyed them. So when I was a teenager hanging out, it was really important to get the shift. Our son got into the car last night. We were at the Mockness Parade in Galway, and he's 15. He was hanging out with his girlfriend. My mother, his granny, was in the back of the car, and his 10-year-old brother goes, "So did you get the shift?" My mother was not happy. So this is called First Shift after my first shift. First shift. I was lifting legs bound in striped woolen tights, heavy Doc Martens that gave me cow legs. Heather shimmer lippy painted on my puss, my eyes as gritty rusty shutters to the riots, gassed up to their iris in the temperance hall. We were slow dancing in a circle to four non-blondes, telling us to wake up. "Do you want to dance with my friend? Would you shift him?" As ferocious, scrawny kittens just born, stroking tongues, longing for their mother's teat, stretching up and down the side of a canvas bag in a murky barrel of rainwater, hardly breathing, suffocating at the delicate nape of a neck, crawling to air and to light. "Do you want to dance with my friend? Would you shift him?" Eventually, breath is a gift given back, and air is the only thanks. Was that your first shift? Between botched drags of a nippered fag. "Yeah, but I've drowned before, and I've been birthed, but I can't remember it. Did you dance with my friend? Would you dance with me? Do you know, maybe you might shift a pair of us." Weirdly, I just kind of went along the book with little pink stick note things, so I'm going to go funny, funny, sad, funny, funny, for no reason except that's the way it went. I didn't shift the pair of them.
It was a trio.
That night. This is a poem called Pity the Mothers. I teach in a boys' school, taught there for 18 years now, and when mothers sit at a parent-teacher meeting in first year, they're always really, really, really concerned about their son. And by leaving cert, they're just really, really happy that their son is going to school. Like, in first year, it's like, "What more can you do? What more can you do?" And by leaving cert, they're like, "I'm so glad you're here and I'm here," and it's like completely different. And it got me to thinking about the effort that mothers put in with their sons, because I'm a mother of just sons. So it's called Pity the Mothers. Pity the mothers who weather their skin to raise their sons to die. Pity their routine, the daily stretching table ferociously making ends meet. Pity the mothers who told their sons the world was tough and wild, to have them sold out in the early hours of morning's immutable stage, fresh and stung. brave the world, they should have said. Brave its bold beauty, brave the world, my brave sons, and be beautiful. Fear is a choking kite string, fear is a punctuating dictator. Fear will drive you half insane, and there's no spirit in half a cup of anything. Fear will wake your sleep and damn your firstborn's nerves. There's no fertility in fear, no function, no performance. Be a kite, be yellow, be bold, be mad. Don't step at the edge of it all and send your body halfway forward to the sea froth. Pity the bags, shoes, boots, hurls, mothers left at the door, the endless soups and effort, the long-lasting kisses they left on young jaws, to send them into the world fearful and then feared, to send them to the world with pity and then pitied. Pity the mothers with their strong elbows worn from effort, struggling against headwinds, sanding the grain constantly in the wrong direction. I pity the mothers who weather their skin only to raise sons to die. I have no idea how you're going to jazz this one up.
Okay, so religious material.
It's called Mass. And it's nearly as long as a really long, often Mass.
So we got J.S. Bach on it. She's a key fan.
Mass would... Sorry. Key to the church. Mass will be said for no more bad language and gambling and wanking that the Athenry boys are doing down the back of the castle, down the back of the couch, all the punching and hitting and groaning, moaning at the Turlough boys, the Cairn Bridge boys, the boys from Climber Daily, down the back of the presentation grounds. There'll be Mass when you lose at the Galway races, and for the saving of your soul if you take the boat to Cheltenham. There'll be Mass for when the horse runs and when the horse dies, and for the bookies who win and the punters who win. There'll be Mass for hair coursing and flask filling. There'll be Mass for your intercert and your 21st. There will be a filling out your CAO form Mass. Mass will be held in the morning before the exams. Mass will be held in the evening for your bath. There'll be a special Mass on Saturday afternoon for your granny. There'll be a Mass for her boils and aches and black lung and ulcers and spots and diabetes and psychosis. There'll be Mass for the anointing of the bollocks of the bull above the field near the crash of the railway bridge. Mass will be held before the college's Junior B hurling final. It will be held for the Connacht Cup Junior A regional final in wizardry and sarcasm. Mass will be held on top of the reek for the arrogant and the meek, and the bishop will arrive by helicopter. There'll be a Mass to get him up in one piece and back in one piece. Mass will be held for the safe arrival of new lambs and for the birthing of ass foals. Mass will be held in the uncle's sitting room, but the neighbours will be envious, so they will later stage a finer Mass. There'll be Mass to find you a husband and some Masses to pray he stays with you. There'll be a good intentions Mass where your intentions, if they're good, will come true. Mass will be held for the Muslim conversion. Mass will be held for Donald Trump. Mass will be held for the war on terror. Mass will be held for black babies and yellow babies and yellowy black babies. Mass will not be held for red babies. They have upset John Paul. Mass will be held for your brother when he gets the meningitis from picking his nose. Mass will be held for a harvest and a sun and a moon and a frost. For a healthy spring and a red autumn, and for a good wind and then for no wind, and for a good shower and then for a long dry spell. There will be a saving of the turf day, there will be a saving of the hay day, there will be a saving of my soul day. There will be multiple Masses for Mary in August when she did all her appearing. Mass will be held for the cloud people. Mass will be held to church your sin body after you give birth. There will be Mass to wash your unclean feet. Mass will be held for all your decisions so you don't have to blame yourself. There will be Mass for the black Protestants, if Paisley allows it. Mass will be held for the De Valera's and the Crow Park goers. There will be no Mass for your freedom, but the air will be pea sweet and the sky might clear. Mass will not be held for the souls of our gay sons. Mass will not be held for the song and dance makers, the apple cart topplers. There will be no women's mass. There will be no mass solely by women. For women, your daughters will not hold mass. There are very strict rules for the masses. Jazz to mass. Kind of liked mass in the middle of it for once. But I finished this book on a poem called Ryan Giggs is a Ride for my son called Jack, who asked me to write him a poem when he was 10. And he liked soccer, so I thought this was appropriate. One, I stuck Ryan Giggs pictures on my blue walls, down the skirting boards, match stickers on my wardrobe and on the windowsill. I stuck Ron Giggs letters in the green postbox on the corner of Court Lane and High Street, like a desperate pyrotechnic lover. I begged him to love me, so I stuck in the language of Shakespeare. I should have turned up at the door and asked him for a ride, or married his brother. I wasted lots of paper, we lost contact. I started wearing black crushed velvet and smoking pot. I started biting my nails hard and chasing boys down with back issues of X-Men comics. I married a Liverpool fan. I have a son who wants to be a Liverpool player. I have a son who wants to be a tree. And I stick their photos all over the side of the bed and all down the skirting board. They're all over our old Piranha Pine wardrobe. They even make frescoes on the windowsill just for when the transfer market opens. And I might lose one of them. So, my grandfather always told me to hold my wish. My grandmother always told me to say it out. So, I grew up in that dual awkwardness of not knowing really what to do. So I started this collection with a poem called Wished, because that's what my grandfather would say, to wish in front of priests and guards and everybody, really. And if I had taken his advice, I'd have just finished the collection on the first poem. So that would just be one poem, not a collection. So this is called Wished. I dressed myself in the morning's hawkish cold, lit by my neighbour's hand torch in the field over. Early rise makes flickering reels on the curtain hem. I painted on my face shadows in circles as he fed grazing silage to the cow on her knees, full as a winter barrel of rainwater. And me, willing hard to keep my powder dry, or at the very least today, hold my wished. Never quite sure of yesterday's mask or how to retrace cold lines onto thinning eyelids. I'm shaky as the swarthy dark throws strange shapes on goose wing walls. I consider leaving mouth in the bottom drawer, for my heaving lips stray over damp furs like vulture rats, the wild yellowish peckles sucking warmth from my eyes. There will be mistrust on faces of people I hold company with, neighbour, colleague, son, unless I pack away my pestering sandbox. I could hurl it over the high bridge near the apple orchard in a hanging low fog, so no more sound evaporates from my cracked Picasso lips, proving I chase round this circle so furiously wild as to leave no more than an uncertain shadow, miles shy of who I am, miles shy of who I once was. Maybe I should just take to the bed like they did, keep watch on his cow, down on her knees, belly thick and swelled. Maybe I should hold my wished. Maybe I should keep my powder dry. I'm not that into soccer for it to make such a, I suppose, resounding presence in my work. This is called Mother and Victoria Beckham, and I was very sick a few years ago. And a friend of mine went out to her mom's house, in a thatched house, a little bit away from where we live, and she said, you know, Elaine's really, really sick, and the mother answered, and it's the last line of the poems, which is intriguing. So this is called Mother and Victoria Beckham. In the curved light of coming night, the voices around the formica table fill the kitchen, like when I'd get the school bus home and eat a bowl of stew. Chatting came in like a lover knocking on your bedroom windows, or seed drills shaken rhythmically from hand memory. Everything is more silent now we've outgrown our mouths. But I want to dance wild as a tribal mother wailing at harsh spirits, holding a man holding his pram to the small of my back to stop my trunk from snapping. I want my children to wail and learn how to get angry. Here, whispers go over and back to the sound of television, like the window wipers pushing visibility out the Caroline. She is dying, thump. A heel of his hand to your chest now to revive you. She is dying and I hate her dying. Worms are splayed open by the spring spade. Well now, isn't it a year for deaths? Didn't Johnny, mother said, only lose his best cow yesterday? He hasn't come up the yard since. And I'll tell you another thing. Leaning into me, folding down her apron from the cotton noose she lassoed from her thinning neck, she wrings her hands tight but keeps them to herself. And poor Victoria Beckham. Poor, poor Victoria Beckham. Did you even get today's news? In the book that deal with the definition of rise, and this is the second one, so it's literally a list of definitions from my head which aren't accurate in any way whatsoever. So it's called definition. Increase, begin again, get up, stand straight, erect, erection, incline, mountain, gain or get, lift, knock a laugh or a rise, involve yourself in revolt, a revolution, embryonic state, shocked, knock a bolt from the blue, rise to rising, I am risen, you are risen, he, she, have risen, awaken, succeed at all costs, succeed, seek growth, to be duped, rarely, if ever, keep your fucking back to the wall, girl, lift yourself off your arse, settle bed scratcher, rise above oneself, show disrespect, respect, ascent like Jesus and improvement, wheels coming off track, perhaps in ice, drive into the skids, more pay, wage, increase, more beans, the big rise, maybe the big job, one's cough, blood pressure, rise above one's station, Lord blesses. Knock a start out of something, even just a car engine startle, give yourself a good kick in the hole, open your eyes, come up for breath, start with rising the eyelids out of water pit, hovel, underground bunker bushes to loosely arouse yourself into flow. Like a river rises on a mountain or to menstruate. Begin again, begin again, begin again, fail, begin again, fail to keep going. Lift yourself out of the armchair, float, to not be fucking dead, arisen, your future generation is rising. Risability factor. Bring the best out of yourself to the occasion or a challenge. Maybe make your granny happy. Sometimes rise borders on superior to improvise. Hot air out, do, just do. Feet on ground, feet off ground to float. Keep your body in the air, hot air rises. To not stay rooted, can return to life. Be prominent. Increase opportunity in your face. Rise the emergence of a fish at the water's edge. Usually looking for food, not as food. I'm just going to finish on two more. This one was written for, I teach in Tuam, so this one was written a few years ago about the Tuam Mother and Baby Home, which was in the New York Times yesterday, which seemed to make news in Tuam, which was really strange that it took the New York Times to actually make it news that people could now talk about. It's very strange when things become actually media okay to talk about it, and then it's suddenly okay to talk about it because something about New York that allows people to speak about it. But it wasn't discussed much in the staff rooms that I've taught at or in, and this is called The Harvest. There's nothing in the old tune beat factory, only a greasy fluttering of gnatterers, bats and some gnawing weasels. Once the full silos were emptied out, gathering again, bring in the next harvest. Pregnant on a town promise of those who pluck beets from well-drained ground. Bring your harvest to the side door, ring the bell, check them in. Throw away the bruised, pay the grower for the clean ones, pay the grower for the fresh ones, pay the grower for the ripe ones, give extra for pretty ones, weigh them. Tip to piles, making little beet hillocks. Line them straight, singular, inspecting with an old blackthorn stick. Poke them. Extract precious stone and sift for gravel, not for consumption. Burn the bitter, slash the beets to cossets. Extract the inedible. Cast them away over the ditch or take them to the pit in the dark of night. Move across the concrete slab, open it, sidestep the weasels, mind your ankle flesh. They'll eat the rabbits and the sugar and God knows what. Sitting on the slab, spread-eagled and salivate. It's rumoured they'll hunt you down out the Weir Road after your matins and midnight masses, naked of your cassocks, to drip the corneas from your eye and feast on you. They'll even come after your soul and chew it, refusing to release it. Don't interrupt their funerals. They'll pull the skin from your hide. They'll salt all belonging to you, kneecappings and featherings as they cast their weasel spell. Close over the concrete slab quickly. Blank your thoughts, bless yourself. Don't look at the small skulls. Don't check if the hair is still growing. Don't take a deep breath. Do not breathe. I'll finish with the last poem from the collection Rise, which is actually just a whole load of a rant poem to myself, even though people say it's quite political, but it's all just about me. You want a lyric now, don't you, for your Rise? Rise out of the ground, rise up out of bed, rise out of your sleep and wake the dead, rise the living, wake the feminists, Jesus don't. Some say leave them sleep, they're only cunts. Wake the nation, burn it, steal it, fuck it to the wall, dump your boyfriend, he's an asshole. Rise up and be counted. Rise up and say, tell me you didn't rise. Tell me you kissed her madly on the lips, tell me you sucked them off her, tell me again, blow into my ear, rise in a balloon, be a clown. Rise into the station, arouse the nation, rise off your head. Rise your voice in the gust, I can't hear your love. Rise your brother, tell him you're packing it in. Rise your mother, break her crystal, scatter it on the path and watch it glisten. Turn yourself blue, be true. Put yourself to the sea water, surf the waves, rise into them, rise out of them. Rise the red blush on your breast to your face, let it out of your head. Rise the love in your bed, rise your husband, rise her husband, rise your boss and keep doing it, make them earn you, rise them out of it, rise yourself into it. Rise the moon when it fades, even if you have to hang it off a prison cell wall with painting twine. Rise your son's interest in Picasso, rise your son's interest in his father, rise up to your envy and shift it, rise the haycocks. Rise the rowboat on the dock in the grey steel water, rise the volume on the telly, rise the baby in your belly, rise the bread in the oven and watch it blow. Go again to the sunrise and scald yourself. Rise up your hand and answer my question. Rise up your hand and question my question. Question their question. Question your answers. Throw your head back and fuck them. Rise out of your death. Rise out of your death. Rise into your sickness. Rise another all night, rise your screams, rise behind the bar. Rise out of the bog, but bring it with you in the grooves of your shoes, let some fall from your steps, leave a trail for your lovers, even in your head. Rise your hair and backcomb it, honeycomb it, beehive it, let them follow you. Rise your hand and protest it. Rise your hand and protect it. Rise a tent and call that home. Rise out of their houses and let them have it. Rise out of the sand when leave grains in your toes. Rise out of the shadow, ball it up and hawk it back in their direction. Duel with your neighbours, but use water guns. Let go, let fall. Rise up and dance. Rise up in the dark and let your mother glow. Let your father go. Fill her out to the shadow of the earth and sing. Rise up and birth them. Rise up and don't birth them. Rise your own flags. Rise out of their history books and into your history. Write it down yourself. Bring it with you on the back of your hand to remind your history. It's there, yours, rising.